This is 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. It's another blazing hot weekend. CBS's Adriana Diaz breaks it down.
Sweltering, scorching, sizzling. There are many ways to say it is hot. And millions of Americans are once again this weekend feeling it. But there is relief in sight, including in the steamy Southwest, where the heat has been historic, punishing, and deadly. Tonight, more than 100 million Americans in at least 20 states remain under heat alerts and advisories from coast to coast.
Former President Donald Trump is hitting the campaign trail this weekend.
In Erie, Pennsylvania, Trump rallying his base Saturday.
These are ridiculous indictments, and all they're doing is hoping for massive election interference. That's all they want to do. They want to damage the leading candidate, by the way, leading by far, I have to say.
Some of those in attendance echoed the former president's sentiment that his legal problems amount to political persecution.
I think it's just, unfortunately, politics on both sides. I don't think it's anything made of it.
It's political garbage, and I'm not going to swear, but that's what it is.
Some polls show Trump leads the Republican field by as much as 30 points.
Christiane Benavides reporting. Trump spoke at the Lincoln Dinner in Des Moines, Iowa last night, along with other GOP presidential contenders. Most of them chose not to criticize the front runner. Russia dropped missiles on a residential area in Dnipro, Ukraine. CBS's Remy Innocencio was nearby when the missiles hit.
This apartment complex was one of two buildings hit by Russian hypersonic missiles. Its top floor almost totally destroyed. Stunned bystanders watched as smoke billowed into the sky. Neighbors counted their blessings. Windows were blown out right in front of my eyes, said this man. Ukraine's President Vladimir Zelensky called it Russian missile terror.
It's getting pricier to subscribe to some music streaming services, including Spotify. CBS tech contributor Ian Schur explains why.
They all say that it's because of the cost of content, right? The reality is that the cost of making stuff constantly goes up. And that's partially because, you know, inflation, but also it just costs more to make better stuff.
No one won the Mega Millions lottery jackpot last night, so it's now above $1 billion. Pasadena City College psychology professor Kay Lamar on your odds.
When something is like one out of a million versus one out of a billion, those probabilities are very, very different. But to us, it feels the same. Right. And so someone might get lotto fever because it looks like they could win this huge amount of money, even though the odds are very small, because it's very hard for us to understand what those odds are.
This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Now. Delay that order, number one.
Hour number three of Max Inc. Radio.
Red alert.
With the Help Desk, it's the local artists that make Wisconsin great.
Blue screen of death, and there are four. The CPU is saying that it's out of control.
go from the help desk to the Porky's Groove Machine, and we're going to play two in a row. Why? They're at Atwood Fest. It's double dip time on Maxing Radio. Your chips, your dip, and your swimsuit. Let's double dip. two in a row from Porky's Groove Machine. This week, all artists at Atwith Fest on Max Inc. Radio.
Breathe in, breathe out. No matter what. There we go. The double dip makes you so relaxed, right? Two in a row from Porky's Groove Machine. They're going to be at Atwood Fest along with Seesaw. New stuff from them now. And it's all here on Max Inc. Radio.
And my heart had a problem in the early hours, so I stopped it dead for beat or two. And I cut some cord and I shouldn't have done it, and it won't forgive me after all these years. So I sent her to a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Yeah. And it won't come back, cause she's oh so happy, and now I got a hole for the world to see. Yeah. One for me. For me.
There they are, Linda and the Zeros. Yes, Atwood Fest. Yes, Seesaw Atwood Fest. Yes, Porky's Groove Machine. All the songs we've been playing are at Atwood Fest. So we'll take a little break. Manish Boys, Eastside Club, August 3rd. This is Max Inc. Radio. Maybe they're not performing at Atwood Fest, but you can only assume they're at Atwood Fest.
Sure that everybody knows. sort it out. You don't need the spotlight right now. For the ringing in our ears to settle down. And at the end, where you expected there to be slow decay, sometimes the story gets an ending with a fast car getaway. Take a bow,
take a bow,
take one last look around. Take a bow, take one last look around. See the crowd, they know our songs and they sing along. Scatter words like pennies on the ground. But a day will come when they'll sing all the words to someone else's. Were you expecting there to be a slow decay? Sometimes the story gets an ending with a fast car getaway. Take a bow,
take a bow,
take one last look around. Take a bow,
take a bow,
take one last look around. Take a bow,
take a bow,
take one last look around. Expecting there to be slow decay, walking straight into a bright light as the final music fades. Take a bow,
take a bow,
take one last look around. Take a bow,
take a bow,
take one last look around.
Mascot Theory. Why? Because I saw a big giant sign on the way in that said Flannel Fest. Yeah, November. No! Summer can't be over, right? November 11th, Alex White and friends, they're doing live stuff. Where? Full Mile Beer Company. On the 2nd of September. So I play the Pine Travelers on Max and Gritty.
Laughing ain't too pretty, you ain't thinking too damn clear when you're living in the biggest small town in America. You get down to the nitty gritty, feels like you ain't. Living in the biggest small town in America. Some folks call it a city, but they ain't from around here. They ain't living in the biggest small town in America. Sometimes it can be shitty, and you're working from beer to beer, and you're living in the biggest small town in America. Living in the biggest small town. We'll be right back.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back right after these things with more local music on Mag Sync Radio on the Civic Media Network.
Today's random thought brought to you by Aaron Weber Group. Cows. That's the thought. Cows. You probably thought it was going to be about how the Aaron Weber Group can get you the best price when buying or selling, with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. You ever wonder if cows think about where they move to? Cows trust movetomadison.com, and so can you. Brought to you by the heifer of all first Webers, the Aaron Weber Group. Movetomadison.com. Really, there's no bull here.
An industry that started in America should stay in America. At Ignite Glass and Gifts, we strive to offer tons of American-made products, most of which we create by hand in our glassblowing shop. You'll know your product will have thicker, longer-lasting glass, and it's artistically made right here at home. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Keep it American-made at Ignite.
Hi, this is Hot Dog, and you are listening to Max Inc. Radio.
Where can you buy goods from around the globe, knowing your purchase is also making a difference? It's Ethical Trade Co. in Madison. Ethical Trade Co. is a nonprofit. Product sales help end human trafficking by creating more opportunities for the artists. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person Fridays and Saturdays at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. ethicaltradeco.com. Goods for a better world.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Civic Media and Mad Radio 92.7 join Max Inc. Radio in sponsoring Atwood Fest 2023, presented by Lake Ridge Bank. Rock the block on Madison's East Side, July 29th and 30th. Three stages, 30 bands, local crafts and food, and your favorite Wisconsin beers.
Rock out to the hard blues of New York City's Jane Lee Hooker, headlining the Clyde Stubblefield stage on Sunday, July 30th. I'm feeling lucky, lucky. Ooh, like
for the full band lineup, visit AtwoodFest.com. Rock the block with Atwood Fest, July 29th and 30th. It's Atwood Fest 2023.
Chance, oh, the first thing that I'll do is drive.
This is Max Inc. Radio.
Singing to me, and I'll sing it to you if you want me to. Don't mind me, just gonna leave a few tunes right here. I don't mind you turning back to your conversation, 'cause I can see you tapping your toes as you carry on sipping your beer. Did you notice you're nodding in time as you're chatting along, saying, yeah, man. I worked so hard to fit these words inside that melody, and you worked so hard all week just to get yourself here tonight. So why not put it all down and meet me here inside this song? Raise a glass and toast to the magic of sound. Can you hear that shit ringing out in key? So I'll just sing a little melody right into the noise, and we'll fill the air with tunes and conversation. Sing a little melody right into the moment, and we'll fill the air with tunes and conversation.
Dana Perry, Dana and Jonas up at the North Bar on August 1st. Next up, we're going to do a couple tunes for Wise Fest. We're going to start with Feed the Dog on Max Inc. Radio.
bloodshed in the streets before the sun goes down. Sheriff Brown and his posse are coming up quick. I'm afraid to die pretty more. I think I might be sick. And my weathered leather vest. There are 62 brave riders coming in from the west. They're coming in from the west. Well, the dust began to dance. His gun said, Mr. Murphy, if you don't want to die, you better turn and run. We pulled back his hammer and the sky began to hail. There were 62 brave riders peeling back his hair. They're peeling back his hair.
Love for to lust. Yeah.
Feed the Dog, The Stage, Wise Jennings, all Wise Fest, October 1st. More information, maxincradio.com. Connecting you to the local stuff right here in Wisconsin.
I said I have nothing too, but nothing can be everything as long as I'm with you. I've got bags, busted bullets, and a broken carburetor. This rainbow rusted door on the old refrigerator. Bottle caps and handlebars, antennas from the backs of cars. Tuning pegs from old guitars sparkle like the moon and stars. Goes, that's when our love grows. Carry us away some sunny day. With my scrap metal dowry, everything will be okay. I said I have little too, but little sure can be a lot as long as I'm with you. I've got pockets full of paper clips and tons of old tin cans, your mama's cast iron skillet and other pots and pans, crooked nails and broken rings and nuts and bolts and other things. Even got a saw that sings a sweeter song than money brings. When the money goes,
sunny day. With my scrap metal dowry, everything will be okay. Shambles, all the heaters got a broken coil. Television scrambles, antennas wrapped in aluminum foil. Buckets full of brass beads, set on soldered golden leaves. Plant our shiny silver seeds and throw away our wants and needs.
This is Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Network.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trigby Olson, senior advisor to the project, Lincoln Project, that is, that this is authoritarianism and the early, as Matt Flynn likes to say, the little cat's feet of fascism creeping in.
And the next time I see Scott Walker tweeting about Ronald Reagan taught us, there's never been a bigger bunch of balderdash ever perpetrated on people.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
93.5, The Tap. The Tap. 93.5, The Tap.